My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
A one-ball count. Yates about as deliberate as you're allowed to be with the pitch clock, and comes home. There's a swing and a hot shot over third. It's past the diving Duran and down into the left field corner. Nimmo scores. J.D. Martinez will stop at third. It's a double for Alonso, and the Mets lead 7-6.
Eric Nadell with the call. Game you heard right here. Rangers lose a tough one. They were up 6-2 after 5, and they wind up losing 7-6 to the Mets, who, I mean, they can't lose right now. Was it Grimace? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Grimace. Seven in a row since Grimace threw out the first pitch.
And the Rangers have lost 5 in a row. We're joined now by Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider call is presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett is also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. Morning, Brett. How are we doing?
I'm doing good, guys. What's happening?
Not
your Rangers.
No, not the Rangers. We will. That is. Look, when do you decide on a team? Like, when's too late for a team to really make a run? I mean, I guess with 10 games back, there's still 80 games to play, more than that, 90. When is too late?
Well, in today's game, there's a lot more leeway. You have a lot longer leash because of the format and the way it's set up. You know, there's six spots at the table in each league. So you have more time. And I think recent history has proven that winning the division isn't even close to as important as it used to be. You know, the weight of the World Series seems to, you have just as good a chance of going through the wild card bracket as you do winning the division. So at this stage of the game, I think in Texas, because of how great it went a year ago, you know, I was just going over the offensive numbers. And I mean, there were one mm-hmm. in every category in 2023. It's a new year. They've been banged up. A lot of their starting rotation, the obvious guys at the top are a Scherzer and a DeGrom that have been out all season. But I'll tell you that the pitching, for the most part, for what you've got, bringing Lorenzen in, he's really done a great job and kind of stopped the bleeding until you get the big boys back. You know, Swarbrick, he's been out. The young kid, Young has missed a lot of time. I hear he's on the mend. Carter had that unbelievable run down the stretch last year. He hasn't been the same player. He's missed a lot of time. So you've been banged up a lot. So yeah, you do have that in your back pocket as an excuse, but I'll tell you, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at that division. I've been talking about it all year, how dominant that Seattle Mariners starting rotation is, and they're starting to show it. They're starting to pull away mm-hmm. from the pack in the West. So I think, as far as the West, you're never done. You got 90 games left. That's a lot of games. But I would say at this point, with the Mariners, that starting rotation, I think they're going to win the division this year. Texas trying to grab a wild card. We'll see. Long way to go, but they're definitely behind the eight ball right now.
Brett, if things continue to trend in this direction for Texas, which, 11-23 over the last month plus, if they continue to play poorly and start falling out of favor, at what point do you start looking at, hey, maybe there's some veterans that would be attractive that we can deal at the deadline? I mean, would that be a guy potentially like Lorenzen, who we just talked about, or
sure,
would somebody like Evaldi potentially be involved in that? Would that be somebody who you think teams would say, hey, that's an attractive veteran starting pitcher we can add at the deadline. We'll give up something decent for Evaldi.
I think without a doubt, and you know, without actually being in those meetings in the inner workings of the Texas Rangers, you'll never know on what they're thinking long term. But I think, yeah, that coming off a World Series, an unbelievable run, the way the season's going thus far, if it continues to trend in this way, I think definitely that's going to be one of the Rangers' options to build up and get some more young players in return. That being said, I think right now you're not at that point yet. I think if we're sitting here a month from now, you really got to start considering that. The thing that Major League Baseball has done that I really like, because it's added more strategy mm-hmm. to the game, is they put that trading deadline out 2 months instead of one. So it's not that easy slam dunk, hey, we know we're out of it, or no, we're going for it. It's kind of makes you make that decision at that place where, well, are we going to win or are we not going to win? I think it really adds a strategic element to it and makes guys in the front office either come out smelling like a rose or, wow, what a bad move. Yeah. But nevertheless, I think it adds excitement to the game. So I think we got a little more time. Let's get to the All-Star break, figure out if this team turns it around. Right now, obviously, they've lost five straight. You mentioned at the top, they're playing a really hot Mets team that's won seven in a row. And I think like 14 out of their last 18, something like that. But the Mets, nevertheless, have been hot. So that's the way baseball goes. It ebbs and it flows. Right now, these guys aren't ebbing.
No, they're not. And then I think, you know, two things. One, you've got all these guys coming back, but also the other problem that they're going to run into is, you know, with Seattle's pitching being so good, that's not the team that you overcome a big deficit on with the pitching. If they were an offense first team, they didn't have any pitching, maybe you go to slump. With those guys, I just don't know how they blow a 10-game lead. It's happened, but I don't know.
I'll tell you, their bullpen's decent. They're going to trend towards the upper part of the American League, not the lower. But you hit it on the head. Seattle's a real mediocre offensive team. I think this year they kind of found it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nose for the finish line, that's what I'm kind of coining it, is, yeah, it's not the greatest offensive team, but they have that confidence. They've come back, they've walked teams off quite a few times. So once you do that as a player, as a team, you kind of look at each other late when it's close and go, you know, we're going to come back and win this one, right? And it's a matter of confidence. So I think Seattle has that, but you're right, that starting rotation, they've got a number one in every position. It's just because you get to Wu in the five spot, he can be a bona fide number one at any time. So it's going to be tough in that division to overcome it. I think Seattle's got the best, not only the best pitching in that division or in the American League, I think top to bottom, starting rotation only, let me keep it to rotation, Seattle's got the best pitching in all of the game. And that includes Yankees, Dodgers, Phillies, who are the juggernauts right now.
Insider Call is brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers professional grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. We're talking to Brett Boone, Odyssey Baseball Insider.
Okay, so Brett, we actually were discussing a basketball topic yesterday, and when we were talking about it, something came up that we're like, we need to ask Brett Boone for his thought about this tomorrow.
So, without a doubt, I'm a hoop expert.
So the big storyline in the NBA Finals was Kyrie Irving going back to Boston, a place where he is just public enemy number one, and we were trying to wonder, how much did that affect him, and what other examples do we have of this existing? And the one in Dallas that we came up with was A-Rod returning to Seattle in 2001 and going back to Safeco for the first time, being there in front of those fans in that, you know, hostility. And I just remember it was, the boos were loud and intense, and we were trying to figure out recollection of that. Do you remember what that atmosphere was like that first game back that A-Rod showed back up in Seattle? And did you guys have any sense like, man, this feels like it's maybe getting to him a little bit? Like he senses it, he feels it, he hears it.
I felt quite the contrary. It almost fuels you. Like, I'm that important, I'm that big of a deal, I'm that good, that you've got to boo me this hard. Wow. That as a player, that's puff your chest out moment versus a go hide in the corner. I think a Barry Bonds type figure in my game experienced that the most of his career, definitely the latter part of his career. I think you watch Altuve placed, and I have a different opinion on Altuve. I think it's unwarranted. I don't think the Houston thing to me is not a big a deal as everybody made it, but that doesn't matter. But Altuve, to a degree, hears that when he goes everywhere because of the trash cans scandal. But I think it's quite the contrary for most athletes. Now, I'll say that with a caveat. I think it's up to the individual, what you're made of, what's inside. Each individual is going to act differently. But from an A-Rod perspective, I thought it was more of a, I don't know, he was booed so hard that it almost felt like, well, you know, kind of the Reggie Jackson thing is they don't boo nobodies. Mm-hmm. So I'm a pretty damn big deal. You're going to boo me this. You care this much that you're going to come out just to boo me. I think it's more of a, that a boy, you're pretty damn special and you're a big deal versus, oh, we hate you and oh, I'm not going to play good because of it. So that's my interpretation from what I've seen through my life on the Major League Baseball field. Those guys that get booed hard and everywhere they go, it's more of a, you're just adding fuel to the fire, and they're going to be even better player the louder you boo.
Brett, wanted to get your take on the passing of Willie Mays. I know you're a baseball, huge baseball lifer, but you also come from a baseball family that no doubt has had stories from Willie and sure, just the tremendous player that he was.
I think Willie transcends kind of, he's one of those guys that transcends the game. You know, he was so big. He's so part of the culture of Major League Baseball. When you think of baseball, you know, you close your eyes, it's a Babe Ruth, of course, that comes to mind, the Mantle, the Maris, the Lou Gehrigs. But Willie's in that conversation. You know, so he transcends the game. He's more of an icon than just a great Major League Baseball player. I've heard the stories. I've had interactions with Willie through the years, and it's more of a you roll into San Francisco. He's on the field, maybe a handshake, maybe a hello. I didn't get to know him very well, but I hear the stories, you know, from my grandpa, who's got mostly American League stories because he was in the American League his whole career. But he mentioned when you talk about the all-time greats, of course, he wanted to talk about Bob Feller and how Brett, he's better than Randy Johnson and how Ted Williams is the greatest hitter of all time. But when it came to Willie, he just kind of look at you with that, with, and his eyes would bug out, go, you talk about a really good player. So, you know, today's a, you know, it's a sad day for a lot of people, but at the same time, life goes on. We lost one of the all time greats. You know, baseball feels that you're hearing that story put everywhere right now. And it should be one of the all-time greats. For me, definitely a top five player, maybe a top three player in the history of the game. So here's a guy that hit 600 plus home runs and ran it down in center field like Andrew Jones. So a guy that I can kind of look at that I played with and kind of have a feeling what Willie Mays was in his time. So pretty awesome. I had a feeling the other day because they got this big game going on, I think, tomorrow at Ricketts. Yeah. Is it Ricketts?
Rickwood,
where Willie played as a young player. He played in that field, and it was going to kind of be a tribute to the Negro Leagues, but Willie Mays was going to be the focal point. I saw on the ticker the other day, it said Willie Mays will not attend the game, and I thought, ooh, if he's not attending that game, something's going on, and sure enough, he passed yesterday. Sad day, but also a day to celebrate one of the greats.
Hey, Brett, we really appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Brett Boone. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by. I didn't tell him that Peyton thought the catch was overrated.
Oh, you should have done that.
You should have done that. Yeah.
We should have just said
it was getting late.
No, what we should have done is we should have just thrown it to Peyton for like, Peyton, tell a member of the Boone family, yes, one of the most iconic baseball families, how overrated you think Willie Mays is.
I said the catch was overrated, not the player.
I love you.
Who are we outside of our actions, and who are athletes outside of their plays, Peyton?
Yes.
Yeah. Who are we outside of our actions?
Rhetoric.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Speaking of rhetoric, KNC Masterpiece joining us next. I don't really know what that means, but I'm going to go with it on the fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.